entering into practice this morning, bringing some friendliness and interest to ourselves and our experiences before we even engage practice in a deliberate way. We might just tune into ourselves and just notice how the body is. Just noticing, nothing to fix or change. Can we let the awareness itself make space for a little bit of ease? There's nothing we have to do. Trust the awareness itself. And so a little scan through head to toe, through the face and head. Opening to how the body is. Through the neck and throat. And shoulders. And down the arms to the fingertips. Simply opening in awareness to body. And through the torso, down the back to the tailbone. How is body doing? It's like this. Ah, it's like this. And through the chest and belly. How is body? All through the pelvic region, as we sit, how is body? Trusting the awareness itself. And bringing that same simple awareness through the legs down to the feet. Just knowing, how is this body? And with this same simple awareness, we can ask, how's the mind? How's the mind? Just Just getting a reading on the different thoughts that are showing. So too, we can ask, how's the mood? Is there a sense of stress or sadness, anxiety, or cheerfulness, contentment, ease? How's the mood? And then as you feel ready, with that same simple, friendly interest, noticing the breathing within the body and how it is, just as it is. And within this frame of the body, letting breathing anchor us in the present moment. Whether it's the breath in a very narrow place like the nostrils, or it's a sense of the breath within this wider container of the body. However you like. Within the anchor, we let all the thoughts and emotions, possibly shifting of mood, we let all of these experiences come and go. We don't have to latch on to them. They arise. They have their life. And they pass. Possibly, even already, there's a little bit of peacefulness that's shown. Perhaps not. If it feels helpful, on the in-breath, a little note, and feel into it through body and the inhale, a little note such as peace. Letting the mind open to the possibility of peace. Aware of any peacefulness with the mood, with the body. Gently encouraging peace, if it's helpful. And along with this light note, peace on the inhale, an equally light note on the exhale, ease. And feel into, in body, mind, and heart, any ease that is showing. Letting it be gently encouraged with the note, if that's helpful. Peace and ease. Aligning intentions for peace and ease with the experience of body breathing. Peace and ease. Allowing for peace and ease. Not so much to do as to allow. Make space for. Notice the emergence of. We may feel the body release, let go a little. The heart open, soften. The mind relax. So we can start to appreciate that peace is not the absence of problems. It is not the absence of many activities, having a lot to do. We can appreciate that peace is intentional. If we allow for it, listening to this poem by John O'Donohue, called A Blessing for Peace. As the fever of the day calms toward twilight, may all that is strained in us come to ease. We pray for all who suffered violence today. May an unexpected serenity surprise them. For those who risk their lives each day for peace, may their hearts glimpse providence at the heart of history. That those who make riches from violence and war might hear in their dreams the cries of the lost. That we might see through our fear of each other a new vision to heal our fatal attraction to aggression. That those who enjoy the privilege of peace might not forget their tormented brothers and sisters, that the wolf might lie down with the lamb, that our swords be beaten into plowshares, and no hurt or harm be done anywhere along the holy mountain. This life, this moment is the holy mountain. Opening to the possibility of peace and ease.